2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Morning and welcome to DFS Army's First Look NBA Breakdown. I'm Cash Kagan. I'll be joined by Mud18 today to do a position-by-position breakdown as well as answer any questions you might have on today's six-game slate. But before that, no, timeout. Ain't doing that crap. Ain't doing position-by-position breakdown. Ain't doing any of that junk, man. Ain't Groundhog's Day around here. I'm tired of it. Bringing in Mutt. We're going to go through some lineups, talk about chalk, talk about lineup construction. Ain't doing it, man. What's up, Mutt? It's Monday, and no one wants to come. You know, Mondays are bad as it is, man, and no one wants Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, and you're in charge, so you can do whatever the fuck you want.
We ain't going to do it. We're just going to change it up, man.
Follow me.
We ain't having it around here, man. We're going to change it up around here. We're going to do different crap every day because it gets to the point where I just want to smash my head in. It's like, no, we ain't doing it. And then tonight's slate's perfect slate to talk about it because it's going to be Chalk City.
Yep.
It's like 2 days ago. It's like Groundhog's Day. It's like 2 days ago, the same guys are going to be out, and we need to talk a little game theory. We need to do something a little different, man, because I ain't going to have it today. I ain't doing it. So if everyone else is good with that, that's what we're doing. We're going to start with – we'll start with DraftKings since we always start with FanDuel. We're going to start with DraftKings today because we've been giving too much love to FanDuel, the position by position, and I don't like it. I don't like it. So let's head on over here to the DraftKings screen, see what's going on. And I guess first we need to talk a little injuries because, like, same kind of thing. Big ones, Cat and Embiid. We know they're out suspended for having their little headlock incident and stupidity. So they're out, so it opens up all those guys again. Jaren Jackson's a big one because he's doubtful. If he's out, it opens up Clark, Joval. Clark's the big one for me because I don't think a lot of people will be on him. We'll get there and talk about that a little bit. Draymond's still out with his finger. He hurts. That team's dumpster fire. Russell's still questionable with that ankle. If he's out, all those guards are available again. And picking the right one like we saw 2 days ago is going to be difficult. So, yeah, so that's going to change the whole slate there. One other thing, the big thing, I guess, is Reggie Jackson and Derrick Rose are out still. So we're going to get all the Bruce Brown we can handle, point guard again.
Oh, Rose is out again.
I didn't see that. Galloway. So that's a situation we're going to love. Favors is questionable with his knee. If he's out, we can go right back to Okafor. Really favorable on DraftKings or FanDuel, but the decision you got to make on both. And then, you know, Collins is going to be out for a while. So with Whiteside back, though, it kind of muddles up that a little bit. Hazonia probably can get most of the run, maybe hurt Scal a little bit. Got to figure that out. Yeah, Tim Frazier is doubtful as well for Detroit. But it's like all three of those guys, man. It's just Bruce Brown's just going to play all the minutes again. We saw what he did. I mean, he was aggressive. Yeah. And then Jacob Evans is out. And then Looney's still out. So we talk about Blake's still out as well. So we're going to have all the drum dog. But yeah, man. What's up, Big Show Brandon? Yeah, I'm fired up today, man. I don't know why I'm fired up. I only had like a pot of coffee this morning. I usually like on pot number two by 11 a.m., but I don't know. Got to bring some energy in here, man. So let's talk a little bit about where you're starting tonight. The big thing for me is the Westbrook news, right?
So, oh, yeah, that's going to make or break. It's the biggest thing. Yep.
And if Westbrook is out again, or Westbrook is out for rest purposes. Now they get their asses beat last night and only play 26 minutes. We still think he's going to sit. And if he sits, to me, you start your lineups with Harden. Every lineup I build will have Harden in it. The dude's going to have 50%.
Don't overthink it.
Just, yep. Yeah, don't. Like, the stinking line on that thing is a 200 you know, we talked about Memphis, how they up and pace, right? 235 over under, and they're 5.5 point favorites.
And they're probably still going to smash that over too.
Yes. So you don't think about this, man. You don't think about it. You take Harden, you put him in your damn lineup, and you move on. That's it. That's all you do. You don't do anything else. Okay? Listen to that. That's what you do. Second, Drum Dog, right? We're going to have the salary here, right?
Yeah.
Blake's still out and going up against Washington. I don't care about Bryant. Bryant is going to be like a twig to freaking Drummond. Bryant is undersized as it is. He's got a high motor, but I'm just going to plug him in, man. I'm going to start there. I'm going to start with those two.
Like, there's enough value that you –
there's
kind
so much
of,
value. It's kind so of I'm just kind of throwing these guys in. I think the next one we need to talk about, because we're on the value side, and I think we really need to have this discussion, is Dang, right? Old Gorgeous Dong, as some people like to call him. He had a great matchup, right? He played 24 minutes against Washington. This is what we're talking about, against Washington, right? And that's why we're throwing Drummond in there. He just smashed. This is Drum Dog. I mean, Gorgeous Dong did this. So Drummond's going to smash here. But Milwaukee's a different animal. He's cheap. You throw him here in cash games at 3,300, okay? You just play the guy. Now, there's pivots to be made in tournaments that you're really going to have to think about. You really have to think about this. The scores are going to be stupid, too. Let's start with this. The scores are going to be over 400 tonight. Let's just get this over with. Not like this is the new norm, but we have all the value tonight. Let's just get over this. We're going to have massive, massive scores tonight. It might be one of the high. It's like, again, two nights ago. On FanDuel, hell, you might have scores in the 440s. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. It's just there's so much value out there.
Cash line the other night was like 360 something.
And that's what you're going to get. So don't. Everybody's like, just for doubles. Every slate is different. If you had no value, it's never going to be like that. It might be sub 300. But when you have guys that are priced at 3,100 that should be 6 to 7K on the slate due to their usage they're going to get in minutes, that's what you're going to get, man. So that's what they gave us. That's what they gave us. And so Dang, what are your pivots? If you're looking to pivot off of Dang here. Now, the great thing about Dang is he's a power forward, right?
Yep.
So give me a pivot that you would – say you would not say feel comfortable with, but a guy that's in this range that you think could outscore him. Is there anyone that you get excited about?
Okafor, for one. If
Favors is out.
That's easy.
And the one thing though, the problem with Okafor, not problem, but the thing with Okafor, if Favors is out, you start your cash games with just Okafor and Drummond, right?
Yeah.
The problem is he's not a power forward. Yeah. Yep. So there's not the direct pivot. So you throw Okafor in there.
We're on DraftKings, right?
On DraftKings, right. We're on DraftKings. So we throw him in there. Like I said, Dang is still great, but is there any guys down in this range that are maybe a little up, a little down? Because I could see, I don't see a 39.5 point game. You know, I can see more like the 24 to 26 range on him. And I think that's more of an outcome you're going to see. Don't expect a 39 point game out of him in this matchup.
Plus, people forget that Lopez isn't your typical center for the Bucks, so he's going to stand out around the three-point line and just chuck it up. So that's going to pull Dang away from the basket, so he's not going to get those like rebounds and blocks he was getting against Washington. Guy I'm looking at right here. Yeah, he won't have to deal with that matchup because he'll be playing with the second unit. He's a different maker there. I mean, he was everyone's darling until Dang, we got the Dang news that he wasn't starting, but 3,300, man. I'm looking at Christian Wood against Washington.
Christian Wood. So no Blake, right? He's a direct pivot off of him, right? He had
Washington can't defend bigs at all.
And he had a horrendous, horrendous game with minus 0.5. Recency bias, right, fellas? Recency bias. We know the chalk's going to be Dang. I'm not saying don't play him. In your cash games, you just throw Dang in there. If he's starting, you throw him right in there. I'll have a big chunk of him, man. I'm not going to not play him. But we're just talking game theory and something different. You got to find a pivot off somebody. Because if Dang goes out there and he throws you up 18, right? Say he has this floor game and he throws you up 16, 18 DraftKings points. You're not mad at that in cash. But what if Wood goes in there and throws up a 35 bomb for the same price? Then what are you going to do? You know, I mean, you've...
There's your difference maker. In yeah,
it's like
right
that
there.
Puts you so far ahead. Just have the same lineup, and especially when they're in the same price. Wood is a perfect example of what you should be looking at when you're building lineups, because you can have the same damn lineup. Go back in there. You put Christian Wood at power forward, and bam, you have the same lineup, but just one guy pivot, and that could be the difference maker. Maybe you put that in $8, and you're like, well, let me go back and put Wood in instead of Ding, and then boom. There's so much value down here. The one guy we talked about that's just another free square to me on tonight's slate, man, is Bruce Brown. We talked about Jackson out, Rose out, Tim Frazier's doubtful. Saw 40 minutes, only shot 40% from the field, put up 39 DraftKings points. The dude is $3,200, right? And what's great about Bruce Brown, that son of a gun plays small forward on DraftKings. Like we said, there's no, you can play whatever you want. There's no rules over here. You just, he's a great play. You throw him in. Maybe there's other point guards you want. Maybe you want to go different. You throw Bruce Brown in and you move on, man. Like that's a, let's talk about the free squares tonight to me. Those are the four guys for me. If Favors is out.
And I have your pivot guy on the same team for GPPs.
Yes. Like that's what you should be building around, man. You know? So if there's a guy that's chalky, that's going to be, I mean, because there's uber chalk, man. There's uber chalk. And you got to think about how to get off of it a bit with a guy that has similar, that has massive upside. And Wood was a great example of that, man. A guy that has, we've seen 40-point ceilings out of that guy.
Yep.
Like, he has mass, but you got to, we saw like last game, 0.5, minus points. Like, but if you're trying to take down a tournament and you know Deng's going to be 50% owned, 60%, he should be 70% owned. On a six-game slate, I could see being 60%, couldn't you? Without the game ahead? Like, he's going to be super chalk. He's going to be one of the chalkiest guys on the slate, man. That is where you really have to make those hard decisions, man. I mean, I think one thing that people might get overlooked today on DraftKings a little bit, because a lot of people are going to go start some scrubs, and I'm with them. I think that's the route to go. There's so much value there.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense to go middle of the road today. Not at all.
You see guys like Tobias Harris, 7K, Al Horford, 6,900. They're good plays without Embiid. However, if they get you 40, but then Dan goes out there and put 40, they're irrelevant. If Harden and Drummond go out there and put up 70 burgers, they're just irrelevant pieces. So you're going to be different if you do that. But they're, I mean, look at
that. Not different in a good way.
Yeah. Well, you need those. For that to happen, you need the low-end guys to completely bust. Yep. And you need Harden not to put up an 80 burger, 70 burger. And I think in this matchup, if Westbrook sits, I don't know how he doesn't put up at least 60 with upside of 80. We might see that.
Oh, yeah. Harden, especially in that game with how fast paced it's going to be.
100%.
He's going to have, if he doesn't put up 60, he's going to shoot like maybe 5 for 25. That's the only reason he would go under that.
What would you have to say against Minnesota here, man? Giannis is going to do whatever the hell he wants, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I mean, you throw Giannis in there, right? And you're looking at this and you're like, Bruce Brown, Okafor. Hey, we don't even have Jang in there yet, man. Let's just throw him in there just to see how much money you got left. I mean, you're looking at this lineup and you're like, okay, I got three of the massive studs that got 70-point upside on them. Three great value pieces, and you got just under 4K left for two spots, man. And then you can fit in anybody you want. With Bruce Brown being small forward, point guard eligible, you can move him around so you don't have to put two guards in here. You can put him up at point guard, and then you have another small forward and guard or whatever you want to do. And there's tons of different ways to go. Tons of different ways. If Westbrook is out, no one wants to play Eric Gordon. I'm with you, man. Eric Gordon sucks. Well, he's going to shoot a ton. And he's 4K. And no one's going to play him because of that. You look at these guys that have...
Especially if he comes off the bench again, too, with Westbrook out.
Yep.
Because the way that Rockets have been doing it is they're staggering Harden and Westbrook's minutes so they're not on the floor together all at the same time.
And
so
you're gonna have
one of those
to have
guys is out. Yep. Yeah. He won't have a Westbrook or a Harden on the floor at the same time. There's your big difference.
100%. Thanks, Big Show Brandon, man. Appreciate you, brother. Glad to have you on here, man. Any questions, let us know, man. Let's go back to the questions, man. Let's see what's out there. Anybody questions before we go into that crap? Because that's the thing. I don't think that they start him. I think they start Austin Rivers and bring House again. They started Gordon. Yeah. That didn't pan out very well. They can't, because they have to have that shooting. You know, now I'm not saying they can't, but they're not. They're going to stagger him. He's going to be the Westbrook, because they have to have scoring. You know, and yeah, you know, Clemens 100%. And House are more the GPP guys, man. And it's just, it's all stud and scrubs on DraftKings. It's amazing what you can do on tonight's slate with all the 3K guys. Like, DraftKings just completely, like, their algo, I don't know, took a nap or something. I don't know how some of these guys are still 3K. Especially, we just had the situation like 2 days ago, right? And a lot of the news has already been out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the way I would go looking around DraftKings, you know? I really would. So, that's how I would start it. I don't know if you have anything different on that, but that's the way I would look at that.
But if we're talking pivots, like we were talking about DeYang to Wood, I have one for you for Bruce Brown.
All right.
Spin. It's on the same team.
Let's head back. Oh, I know you're talking
about. Especially on DraftKings.
I know you're talking about.
Langston Galloway.
Yep. Yep. And these are kind of guys you can run together. They're not guys that you have to pivot off of. You can run them together. You can run them both out there. They're both going to see a lot of minutes. Brown I like more because Galloway's more of just a shooter.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's why I like him more on DraftKings, is you get the extra 100%. Half point, the 3 points.
Like him on DraftKings way better than FanDuel. So, yeah, I mean, I feel more comfortable about some of the value at the position for Detroit and the backcourt because they just don't have anyone else. I mean, they have three ball handlers that are basically out, so it's back to them. Another guy we didn't talk about is Kennard. You know, he's going to handle the ball a little bit. You know, there's lots of ways to go. Now Kennard, you're paying a little bit more money. He's 5K. But in the same situation, he put up 34 DraftKings points, played 37 minutes, and he shot 40% from the field.
Like it.
I mean, yeah, those Detroit guys, that's they feel the safest for me, I guess, for minutes-wise. When you're talking Minnesota front court, when they're talking about, Portland's front court, there's just a lot of risk involved there. There's compared to the Detroit backcourt. So let's see. And then we'll go talk about FanDuel a little bit because I'm boring Mutt here. Mutt's getting tired of the draft. He's a FanDuel player and he's like, get off this DraftKings crap. I don't play that junk. Big Show Brandon says, lock Drummond, Harden, Giannis, and push optimize and enjoy the results. You could probably do that tonight and you would not hate the end of your night. Because even on a night like this, those guys are still not going to be owned high enough, man. You're not going to see Harden. You'll see Harden at what? 50, 60%? I'm just saying, even on a six-game slate, people just don't. There's never a guy that's like 90%.
People overthink it. They're like, it's too good of a matchup.
And I'm talking about like the big $8 GPP, like the mass, you know, the big ones I'm talking about. Yep. Not like your cash games. You're going to see 90% Drummond, Harden.
Oh, easily. Not Giannis, cash.
But
yeah.
Those two in cash, you're going to see massive. But those other guys, they're not just, the big tournaments, man, it just boggles my mind, but people overthink it. They try to, it's NBA, man, play the best place. If for some reason they don't happen to work out, like last night, I had a ton of Westbrook. I didn't know what to do because of Luka. You know, you look around with it. Westbrook sucked. Luka smashed. You roll with it, man. You're like, cause you didn't know what was going to happen. If he's going to play, when he's going to play, you're like, well, what should I do? Shit happens, man. It's DFS. You ain't gonna get it right every night.
Yep.
I love this slate though. All right, let's go talk about FanDuel before my blood pressure gets up.
It might be a little late for that, but
I am. Yeah, I'm a little excited today. I don't know what's going on. So, you know, FanDuel for me, man. I always start at the center position. I don't know how you do it, but if you're building a single lineup, it's kind of like pitcher for me when it comes to baseball. You can only play one of them over here.
Yeah, that's usually where I start too. Yeah.
I mean, they dictate the rest of your lineup, Bill. So, to me, it's either you're going Drummond, you're going down to Okafor if Favors is out, or Dang. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, Dang. Those three, that's where you're starting for cash at least.
In cash. I mean, you can make a case for Joval at 5,700.
Yeah.
If Jackson's out, I can make a case for that. I can see him in my pool. Imagine if Danny Green is on the slate, man. Nope. My heart can't take that. But let's just start with Drum Dog. Let's throw him in there because I think we're going to have enough pieces to make him work anyways.
Oh, easily.
You know?
Definitely.
With
the same, pretty much the same guys I said from Diang, because he's center only on FanDuel.
Right. And Okafor's 5K on FanDuel, where he's basically free on DraftKings. Man, thanks, Brandon. Hooking everybody up with the freaking gift and subs, dude. Guy's a monster. I'm telling you. Freaking monster. Danny Green. No, stop it. We talk about Danny Green on Danny Green slate. Let's get past that. Let's get past that.
What is your guys' obsession with Danny Green? I just can't.
It's me. I can't stand that dude, man. Like, he screwed me over so many times. I lived in San Antonio for like 2 years, so I'd go to the Spurs games quite a bit when I lived down there. And he'd tilt me, man. You know what it is. You go to an NBA game, you're going to stack the team. You know how it is. You throw a stack of that and whatever, or some cheap stuff just for fun. And I'd have like a goat lineup, and that turd would be in. Every damn time, he would screw me with like a 10. And then I wouldn't play him, and he'd score 40. And then I just want to throw my TV off the wall.
It's like me with Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, like, well, Wiggins is another one. But they're like, but Danny Green, like, he's like 4K. So he's like, hey, just play me. Like, I'm 4K. I can't hurt you that bad. But he does, man. Anyways. All right. So we throw Harden and Drummond in there, man. Where are you going next if you start with those two studs on this lineup? Where do you think the pivot is? Or not say pivot, the next piece you're putting. Because we got to go value somewhere. Like,
Bruce Brown, 3.9K for your second shooting guard.
Yep. I'm with you there. You're getting a guy that's going to play 35-plus minutes, close to 40 again. Like, you don't just – you could honestly lock those two guys on and just move on. If Westbrook is out,
if Westbrook's out, look in Eric Gordon, 3,900.
Yep. Small and forward. He's a small forward eligible, I believe, right?
Yep.
Yep, so he's 3,900. So you throw that dude in there, and now you're looking pretty good. You got 6,100 left. You can even say, hey – even with Drummond in here, with all the value you got, we're like, hell, Giannis is going to put up another 70 piece, even on FanDuel. You still got $4,600 left, man. The one position I think today that's going to make or break GPP lineups in cash is Big Show Brandon says Eric Gordon is not a good GPP play, in my opinion. I would agree on most slates. However, I disagree if Westbrook is out, because we've seen the times when Harden's on the court.
Yeah,
Harden's out there.
We're only talking if Westbrook's out.
If Westbrook is out, yeah. If Westbrook is in, I ain't touching Gordon. But they have to have another score. They just have to, and we've seen it in years past where he's went off and he's had 40-point games. If Westbrook is playing, I ain't playing Gordon.
No,
Harden as a must play too. It muddles them both up.
100%.
It does. It really does. Like, he's not a lock button for me. But if Westbrook is at. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it was like when everyone was on Vonleh the other night. Everyone's on Vonleh, and then like your GPP pivot is Bell. Well, then Dang starts. It's like, well, that takes Bell completely out of play.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that situation.
It's like kind of like that, yeah.
If Westbrook starts, Harden's not a muscle, not a lock anymore, and then you don't play Eric Gordon.
Yeah, Brandon, right. Gordon's usage is so low when Westbrook, Capella, and Harden are all active. 100% agree. We've seen it. He keeps getting, pushed everywhere and projections and all that. But you're 100% right. If all three are active, Westbrook is active, I'll have zero Gordon. Even at 3,900, I just don't want him. But D'Antoni already said that Westbrook was going to rest on a back-to-back. He was going to play yesterday. I do worry, again, I said they only played 26 minutes. I still think they sit him. I still think Harden can handle Memphis by himself. I think it does make Capella a little interesting because maybe they need a little bit more of that pick and roll with him. Tucker over Gordon. Yeah, I don't know prime playing Tucker. Problem is, on FanDuel, Tucker's 6K, right?
I'm not paying that much.
I have no problem playing Tucker. I really don't. But if Westbrook is out, I will have a ton of Eric Gordon. Because exactly what you're saying, people are scared of it. They're scared of it. And he has upside. So if no, if everyone's going to be scared of him and not play him, I'll gladly play a $3,900 Eric Gordon or 4K Gordon on DraftKings. Westbrook has to be out. All right, let's go back here to power forward we talked about. If Jaren Jackson is out, Brandon Clark's at 5,600. Covington's going to be more of the chalk play with Cat out. Who do you like better in this, man? We got
I love Brandon Clark.
What's that?
I love Brandon Clark if Jackson's out to me.
It's in a great game, too, against Houston. Like, any of these guys, man. Like, you talked about Tucker. Like, I could play Tucker, Pascal, Covington, Clark, Hachimura. Those, I can make a case for any five of those guys. I have no problem going to that range. Like, what scares me when you come down here, we talk about Christian Wood. I have no problem there. No problem with Ilyasova, but I'd much rather have Wood. Wood's got way more upside. Scal at 3,900, man. That play worries me. It's not as – with Whiteside back in the
frame, yeah,
not with Whiteside back. I still want some of him, but he's not like a – it's not like a lock button play.
Not even close.
You know,
I'll have way more Christian Wood than I will have Scal.
I'm with you there. Let's
I even like Pascal.
Pascal? Yeah.
If we get word that Clark's going to be chalky, Pascal's been fucking crushing it.
He's going to get a ton of run. If Draymond's out, they like him. Chris has been relegated to you suck again, like all the other teams have pushed him away. And, Pascal, Covington, Clark, love all those plays. I'm going to live in that range, I think, on power forward tonight. I think that's going to be the range.
That's kind of the sweet spot right there.
You know, and like Al Horford, I don't mind playing him, but this is the sweet spot for me.
Yeah, it's just...
Let's talk about power point guard a little bit, because if you play those guys, you're gonna be living in this Jeff Teague and under range here, right? I don't mind going back to Teague. Yeah, big chill, Brandon. We'll talk some fantasy draft as well, man. We'll pull that up as well. We'll talk some fantasy draft plays as well. And once we're done here, we're only 30 minutes in. Yeah, definitely. So what are your thoughts at point guard here? I mean, like, who are you looking at in this range of 6,200 and below? Because I think that's going to be more of your optimal build. If you're playing Drummond, if you go down at point, and this is the decision you got to make. Let's first talk about this, and then let's throw in a different center, and then see how much more money we have left.
I mean, 5,300. IT.
Yeah, he's been crazy efficient, man.
Yeah,
crazy.
His minutes are they're trending upwards too. That's the thing.
I mean, look at those numbers.
He's getting healthy.
6x. He's just doing all kinds of stuff here. Definitely no problem playing him at all. Kai Bowman, man.
Yeah.
If D-Russ is out, saw a ton of minutes.
Yeah.
You got to.
That's almost another free square right there.
Yep. And then we come down here and it gets a little ugly. Now, one guy I think is interesting is if Portland just smashes Golden State. Anthony Simmons, man, 3,600. GPP only.
Yes.
If this dude gets up in the mid-20s minutes, he's going to kill that price tag. He's really talented. He just doesn't get minutes in competitive games because it's all usage hogs in the backcourt with Portland. So really like playing that. Other than that, man, it's kind of dead. We did talk about if Westbrook is out, we talked about Rivers probably starting. I don't think they'll bring Clemens to start. I think they'll want his scoring off the bench as well because he likes to shoot the rock as well. I think they'll start Rivers, and I think he's probably like your cash game play, and I think Clemens is probably your GPP play.
Yeah, agreed.
You know,
I like Clemens better.
Yeah, I mean he's a scorer, man, and he's got more upside. Like, Rivers has his games, but anyone that's going to play next to Harden in that lineup is going to be hard to play. If his name's not – I'll take a shot on Capella on DraftKings on FanDuel. I'm not going to. I don't see the reason for it. On DraftKings, he's 6,200.
Austin Rivers peaked in high school.
What's up?
Austin Rivers peaked in high school.
There's a case for that too, man. I could see that. So I think that's how you're looking at it though, man. I really do. First, let's go down here real quick. Let's say Okafor, dang, who are we putting in the center here on this lineup?
Let's roll with Dang. to start.
All right. Deng's 4K, and let's say we go over here at power forward and we want to throw in, say, Clark and Pascal, right? And then we got $6,900 left. This is where if you're going to play down at center, it makes your lineup completely different because you can go a number of ways, right?
Yep.
You can you can pay, you can play whoever you want to. You can play a Lillard even if you want to. Well, you can. You play
Lillard,
and then you can play Clemens.
If you have Bruce Brown, Harden, Eric Gordon, Clark, Pascal, Dieng, you have a small forward and 2 point guards for $8,600 left.
Yeah, so if I put Giannis in that lineup, so you had $6,900 left, but if you take Giannis out, $8,600, there's other ways you can go here. You know, Ingram is going to play tonight. He left, didn't play the second half because I think he's going through concussion protocol. He passed that. You got Tobias Harris there, which I like. Oubre. There's other guys in this. Kennard. You don't have to play Giannis at all. There's other plays in here you don't have to lock him in.
Even Glenn Robinson.
Yeah. There's a lot of plays in small forward tonight with the value. There's Hezonja at 4,400. I don't mind looking at him a little bit.
Even Bertans at 4,400.
But it's going to be hard if you're not going to pay up for Drummond. Like you're paying up two of the three guys or all three. I don't see a lineup where I'm going to have less than two of those guys.
Yes, at least.
So if you would set a rule, I would set a rule of at least two of Harden, ABC, and Drummond. That's how I would set a rule. If you're doing on the domination station, set those rules, set no less than two, and then go on. If you want to lock all three of them in, I wouldn't argue one bit. So let's go back here. Any questions? What do we got here? Yeah, Mike Scott? No. Let me pull up fantasy draft here and we'll go over and talk some fantasy draft.
Yeah, let me pull that up.
See what plays we got on there. Brandon wants us to talk some fantasy draft, so we'll talk some fantasy draft, man. Oh, come on, man. It's going to be silly on fantasy draft, too. The fantasy draft's algo is like just like DraftKings. It's just like DraftKings. I mean, it's silly. Like, Bruce Brown.
6.3.
6,300. Throw that dude in there. Lock that old boy in. Just lock him in. Like, I'm sorry. Play him. Deng is 6,100. Same kind of deal, man. He's like, in cash, he's a free square.
Okafor, 6K.
So, yeah, let's start with these three guys real quick, right? And on fantasy draft, you can play anybody, man. You can play anybody. Yeah, there's Team Bruce. Yeah, I have no problem with Simmons if Embiid out. No problem playing him. Like I said, I don't think you're going to get there if you play all of Giannis, Harden, and on FanDuel and Drummond. But if you leave one of those guys off, no problem going to Simmons. Like, there's lots of ways you can go spin up a point guard. But here, fantasy draft, throw those three in, man. We got 16.3 as an average salary, which is absolutely insane. Big Show Brandon says he saved $897 in rake the last 2 months of fantasy draft. I agree, man. I haven't even seen what – I'd have to log in. I haven't seen how much I saved. But I've been playing a lot of NFL on there. I haven't had time to play as much NBA as I'd like to because you start spreading yourself too thin. There's no reason not to play in that slight. If you're not playing, like, heavy volume, man, play on fantasy draft. Like, just play there. Like, it's – you can save a ton. And they got a nice – this contest is nice, 30K, man. It's a nice size contest for a six-gamer. But let's look at this. If you throw those three guys in, man, you can easily go – like, let's throw those three studs we talked about. You got two spots left.
You can fit them in easily.
Easily.
With guys with upside.
And it's insane. And you still got 11-7 left as an average. You could – I don't even think you can spend all your damn salary in this thing. How you could throw Simmons in and still have 7-9 left. Like, you can go as many places as you want to in fantasy. One nice thing about fantasy draft is you can play freaking four or five centers, man. You can play all the centers you want. You can play all the guards. If it's because there's sometimes where on draft, like on FanDuel, I get pissed off because there's like eight centers I want to play. You know, and then you're like, well, just come over here and maybe tonight you play on fantasy draft. So definitely, if you haven't played fantasy draft, you got to go over and check it out. And just building this will get you a little excited with all the crap you can do here. There's so many ways to go. I don't know how in fantasy draft you don't just lock in those three studs at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how, like I said, I can get off, maybe dang a little bit, but I could lock in those five and just run it and see what happens. Like, I don't cycle through the other players. Because on fantasy draft, you might not need three 6K guys. You might not need to get to that point. You can. But it's crazy what you can build over there, man. You know? It's pretty crazy. Can you ping pong Simmons and Booker tonight? I think you can. I don't think it's a route I would go.
Booker's, in GPPs.
Yeah, more. GPPs. Yeah. Booker will be way low owned. And it depends on your site, too. Like on FanDuel, I wouldn't. If Westbrook is out, I would just start those two. But fantasy draft, man. Yeah, definitely look into it.
He fits, too, easily in that. With and that this, lineup we got moving.
Yeah, you throw Booker into this. We go back to We threw Booker into that. You got 9,100 left in that lineup, and you can play. There's Robinson. There's Daniel House. And that, oh man, we're 100 short from freaking
for Clark. Clark, oh, man. That would be perfect.
That would be a goat lineup.
Beautiful lineup.
Throw him in there, man. If we take out Booker and who we got to play with, because that could be fun. You throw him in there because Brandon Clark's got 40 point upside.
It goes down to like Alonzo Ball at man, 13.
Ingram. I don't mind throwing Ingram or Harris out there.
There's
a lot of, I mean, because those guys, Ingram's, no one's going to play him after the minutes he played, but again, he got hurt.
Even Ja, I'd be okay with against Houston with no Westbrook.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Big Show Brandon says, honest thoughts on Keg versus Baines. Baines would body me everywhere, man. Like, yeah, that wouldn't be a that would not work out so well. I think Baines is what, 7'1"?
Yeah.
7'2". I'm only 6'3", so that wouldn't work out too well. He would own me twice on Sundays. That dude's a beast. Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's lots of ways you can go over here. I think I might play some fantasy draft. I think Brandon talked me into playing some fantasy
draft. Yeah, I know. I might have to.
I'm more excited to build those lineups, too. Man. You really can go anywhere. So, yeah, man. I don't know. Do you guys like this approach a little bit better where we just kind of build some lineups, talk some strategy a little bit? Here's a lobby. The dollar tournament's 120 entry. Well, that's kind of interesting. You saying the $4,000 one is? So yeah, this is actually a nice tournament if you want to MME, man.
On which site?
Fantasy Draft has a dollar entry. That's a nice one. Let's look at that bugger a little bit. So $1 entry, you can.
All right, MME, you talked me into it.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually, and look at that. Look how nice and flat that is, man. You got 2x your men. You're 400 up top, the first place. Look at that. I think Brandon's talking everybody into playing little fantasy draft tonight with that tournament. I mean, that's nice and flat, man. I might jump in there, man. I might jump in that bugger. They haven't limited me on that one yet. I can't play these on FanDuel and DraftKings, but that sounds like a fun tournament. I didn't know they offered these, like the almost like that mini max that they did on DraftKings.
I didn't either,
man.
I think that's new.
Yeah, it has to be. Hey, Big Show Brandon, is that something new, man? Because I don't remember seeing something like that.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that they ever had something that was MME. He said, no. Oh, it must have been out there then. Yeah. Where have I been? It's always been here. Well, there we go then. That's a hell of a tournament, though, if you want to get into it. They have the quarter as well. It's 120 entries as well. So if you kind of be like FanDuel or DraftKings and you want to still MME, Big Show Brand's been living off this. So get your butt in there, man. If the dollar's a little too rich for your bankroll, hit that quarter up, man. 120 entry max. That's something. The penny, get out of here. They have a penny. Holy crap, they have a penny. 60 entry max. Candy bar.
For 60 cents.
Can of Coke. Get in there. 60 lineups. Smash it. Get that penny. Penny for practice. I like it. Penny for practice. Yeah, man. That's exciting. Yeah, why not play something different? Why live in the DraftKings and FanDuel stuff when they have MME? Is here, and we have that in the Domination Station, man. We have Fantasy Draft in there, so you can build your lineups, put them in here, take down that $1. Show Big Brandon what's up, man. And you don't pay rake. That's right. And no rake, man.
Yeah, Brandon just kind of screwed himself a little bit.
He did, man. He's going to have some competition tonight. We've been living off these things. I'm coming after you, Brandon. You talking about the old dollar. I'm coming after you, man. I'm coming, buddy. It's going to be fun. It should be fun. I like that. But you know what? He brings up a great point. If more people play that thing and we start pushing it, maybe we can start pushing Fantasy Draft to up it a little bit. Instead of 4K price pool, maybe they go up to 5. You know, they get up.
Even,
you know,
just helping them out and getting more players for them.
The more players you put on there, the bigger the prize pools are going to be. And it's no rake, man.
And I love their website.
Yep. I like their lineup construction. I've always have. And the only way to play bigger is to push the sites, man. Push them, you know. You know, if you don't like paying 16% rake on some of the tournaments in FanDuel and DraftKings, put it in Fantasy Draft, man. Put it in there. Use your money to talk. So, yeah, man. Yeah, lots of overlay in that $25 one for sure. So, really like it, man. Appreciate you, Big Show Brandon. Thanks for the input on this. Like, yeah, it got me kind of wanting to play Fantasy Draft a little bit tonight. And if you guys like the way we're doing this, we can do this a couple times a day. We'll think of different ways to change the show up, talk about different things. Just to do something different, man. Instead of talking position by position all the time. But it should be a chalky slate. Again, if you're not following me on Twitch, give me a follow. Hit the notification so you know when Mutt and I go in here and go live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, yeah, hope to see some helmets at the top tonight. So,
absolutely.
You got anything, Mutt?
No, I think we covered pretty much everything I wanted to talk about. So,
awesome.
Now I get to go take a nap because I had to work last night.
I'm going to work on them sheets. If you're not a DFS Army member, use promo code Twitch. Sign up. Get everything. NFL, NBA, college basketball starts tomorrow. We have college basketball content for you guys out there that want to play college basketball. We have sheets. Big Show Brandon, I appreciate you, brother. I really appreciate you. And for that, I say fair do. Deuces.